Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 12th of March 2022 is Fakhr al-Din II. Fakhr al-Din ibn Krukmazmar, Arabic, romanized, Fakhr al-Din ibn Krukmazmar n, circa 1572, March or April 1635, commonly known as Fakhr al-Din II, Arabic, romanized, Fakhr al-Din al-Thani, was the paramount Druze emir of Mount Lebanon from the Mamun dynasty, an Ottoman governor of Sidon, Beirut and Safed, and the strongman over much of the Levant from the 1620s to 1633s. For uniting modern Lebanon's constituent parts and communities, especially the Druze and the Maronites, under a single authority for the first time in history, he is generally regarded as the country's founder. Although he ruled in the name of the Ottomans, he acted with considerable autonomy and developed close ties with European powers in defiance of the Ottoman imperial government. Fakhr al-Din succeeded his father as the emir of the Shu Mountains in 1591. He was appointed over the Sanjaks, districts, of Sidon, Beirut in 1593 and Safed in 1602. Despite joining the rebellion of Ali Jan Bulad in 1606, the Ottomans kept Fakhr al-Din in his post and recognized his takeover of the Kesawan Mountains from his rival Yusuf Safer. 7 years later, an imperial campaign was launched against him for allying with Tuscany and garrisoning the strategic fortresses of Sharkif Arnun and Subayba. He escaped and became an exile in Tuscany and Sicily. Upon his return in 1618, he resumed control of his former domains and within 3 years took over northern Mount Lebanon, which was predominantly Maronite. After Fakhr al-Din routed the governor of Damascus at the Battle of Anjer in 1623, he extended his control to the Bekaa Valley, the stronghold of his rivals, the Harfush dynasty. Fakhr al-Din proceeded to capture fortresses across central Syria, gained practical control of Tripoli and its Eyalet, and acquired tax farms as far north as Latakia. Although he frequently attained government favor by timely forwarding of tax revenue, bribing officials, and using opportunities of mutual interest to eliminate local rivals, his outsized power and autonomy were considered a rebellion by the state. A near contemporary historian remarked that the only thing left for him to do was to claim the sultanate. He surrendered to the Ottomans during a siege of his Shu hideout in 1633, and was executed in Constantinople 2 years later. In 1697, Fakhr al-Din's grandnephew was awarded a tax farm spanning southern Mount Lebanon. It was gradually expanded by the man's marital relatives, the Shihabs, in 1711, and was a precursor to the Lebanese Republic. According to the historian Kamal Salibai, Fakhr al-Din combined military skill and eminent qualities of leadership with a keen business acumen, and unusual powers of observation. During a period when the empire was in a long economic crisis, Fakhr al-Din's territories thrived, and Sidon in particular attained political significance for the first time in its modern history. He protected, promoted, and helped modernize commercial agriculture in his domains, inaugurating the lucrative silk trade of Mount Lebanon. By opening his port towns for European commerce, he facilitated the most significant European political and economic penetration of the Levantine coast since the 13th century. Fakhr al-Din's wealth, derived mainly from his tax farms, but also from extortion and counterfeiting, enabled him to invest in the fortifications and infrastructure needed to foster stability, order, and economic growth. His building works included palatial government houses in Sidon, Beirut and his Shu stronghold of Deir al-Kamar, caravanserais, bathhouses, mills, and bridges, some of which remain extant. Tax farming financed his army of Sikhman mercenaries, which after 1623 mostly replaced the local peasant levies on which he previously depended. Christians prospered and played key roles under his rule, with his main enduring legacy being the symbiotic relationship he set in motion between Maronites and Druze, which proved foundational for the creation of a Lebanese entity. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2 o'clock UTC on Saturday, the 12th of March 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Fakhr al-Din II. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.